Random House Audio presents Makers by Cory Doctorow. This is Bernadette Dunn. Part 1. Suzanne Church almost never had to bother with the blue blazer these days. Back at the height of the dot boom, she'd put on her business journalist drag, blazer, blue sailcloth shirt, khaki trousers, loafers, just about every day, putting in her obligatory appearances at splashy press conferences for high-flying IPOs and mergers. These days, it was mostly work at home or one day a week at the San Jose Mercury's office, in comfortable light sweaters with loose necks and loose cotton pants that she could wear straight to yoga after shutting her computer's lid. Blue blazer today, and she wasn't the only one. There was Grimes from the New York Times Silicon Valley office and Gomes from the Wall Street Journal. And that despicable, rat-toothed, jumped-up gossip columnist from one of the UK tech rags, and many others besides. Old home week. Blue blazers fresh from the dry-cleaning bags that had guarded them since the last time the NASDAQ broke 5,000. The man of the hour was Landon Kettlewell, the kind of outlandish prep school name that always seemed a little made up to her. The new CEO in front for the majority owners of Kodak Duracell. The despicable Brit had already started calling them Kodacell. Buying the company was pure Kettlewell, shrewd, weird, and ethical in a twisted way. "Why the hell have you done this, Landon?" Kettlewell asked himself into his tie mic. Ties and suits for the new Kodacell execs in the room, like surfers playing dress-up. "Why buy two dinosaurs and stick them together? Will they mate and give birth to a new generation that